Under Dixon's previous form of government, executive authority was placed in the hands of the city council and four city commissioners. These commissioners operated the city's various departments, such as public works and finance, and then reported to the council and mayor. Mayor Leandro Arellano says eliminating the commissioners allowed for greater transparency.
Auditing all of the financials is our joint responsibility as opposed to having silos. It means there's more eyes on oversight, for example.
Cole O'Donnell is the current city manager, but before the transition, he was the city's administrator. He didn't work with the commissioners, but dealt with a variety of tasks.
My responsibilities were always the same, you know, take care of policy matters that the council brings down, keep an eye on financially, make sure the day-to-day operations are going well, and help the council reach its visions.
In the previous governmental structure, O'Donnell says the mayor had a much stronger influence on shaping policy. While the current mayor still has that priority, O'Donnell says his role as city manager provides more flexibility.
In this form of government, the city manager is given a policy directive, and so long as he stays within that policy directive, he can kind of fluctuate on different things, massage things so that it gets to the same endpoint, but again, staying within the policy. Whereas a city administrator, you still have a strong mayor.
While the city manager was assuming greater responsibilities, Arellano updated many city codes, policies, and overall government structure.
And now that a lot of that work is done, we're able to step back a little bit, let him take care of the day-to-day operations, and focus more on policy and economic development and those kind of things that a mayor and council in this form of government really should be focused on.
While this means fewer drastic changes in recent months, there are still works in progress. The Public Works Department is still being fine-tuned, since the commissioner positions of water, sewer, and streets are now under one management structure.
And it's a question of how do you balance the existing talent pool, you know, take care of your employees who came in under a certain structure, and still figure out what works best for the city's new direction, for the new form of government, and ultimately for the citizen.
Dixon also has increased hiring in the past couple years, but, due to attrition and restructuring, has roughly the same number of city employees. Arellano says it was important to keep staff perspectives in mind.
Sometimes it's a little too easy as a mayor and council to say, hey, this is the best model, we need to implement that, but you got to make sure you're being cognizant of the fact that the staff and the employees who actually have to implement it, there's a lot of transition, there's a lot of change going on.
The mayor says the most common criticism of the new government from city workers is the pace of business.
And they'll say, man, we're doing so much so fast, you know, don't rush it. And then you talk to some members of the public or even council members like, why can't we do this faster?
Meetings also are getting longer.
But you're seeing more transparency because of that, more public discussion, and we're able to get that back down into generally two meetings a month with maybe one special session.
Apart from the increased transparency, O'Donnell says the change hasn't greatly affected public perception.
They still see the guys out working on the streets. They still see the police on patrol. They still see the fire engine go out when there's a call.
However, Arellano says citizens have reacted well to what they do see.
You look at the vote for the change of form of government, it was massive, over 70%, which in electoral terms is just huge. But that doesn't mean there isn't that 25% who didn't like the idea in the first place and have a very critical eye to what you're doing. Now, they haven't been negative. You know, I think a lot of people have given it room to look at it and study it. But overall, I'd say in mirroring that initial vote, the vast majority of the feedback I get is pretty positive.
Running in parallel with the change in government is a shift in how the city markets itself. A task force, known as Dixon One, was convened to reorganize the many different groups that market for the city, such as Main Street and Lee County Tourism. Arellano says that in some cases, their work was redundant.
You know, you'd have cases where literally two different entities were advertising the same magazine, when maybe they could have just gotten one big page and split the page up and got a lower rate. So the idea was lower the overhead and use that savings to do more of whatever it is your core duties were.
Now, the city will contract with the Chamber and Main Street through a single headquarters.
And they're going to be right at the building the city bought, right down by the riverfront, which is a great location to manage festivals, to coordinate events, to help with the Petunia Festival. And some of those other buildings can go into other concepts.
These include setting up a business incubator or putting the buildings back on the open market, which would be especially helpful for Dixon's economic development.
Unless an existing building opens up, it's a challenge to find new homes for businesses because the cost difference between new construction and existing buildings is massive.
Lee County and the local school districts have passed sales tax increases. The mayor says these measures remove potential revenue from local businesses and cut into the city's reputation for having one of the lower sales taxes in the area.
He also emphasized spending on the city's cultural advancement.
So how do we balance that with key budget concerns such as infrastructure needs and the growing pension costs? Because at the end of the day, all of these different things take investment, and we've been relatively anti-new taxes.
Despite these challenges, both the mayor and city manager are optimistic about the future, and O'Donnell says it's simply a matter of the council setting long-term plans in stone.
We need to have the council come together and through a workshop that also includes some input from the staff, develop a set of goals that we can then work towards for the next 8 to 12 months and be able to say this is where we're going.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.